How to Share a Swimming Lane, a Guide to Lane and Pool Etiquette, written by Rory Buck, read by Rory Buck. Hey, it's Rory here. So many aspiring triathletes that I meet would love to just hop in the water at their local gym or community pool, but they're scared to death by the thought of people judging them or getting in someone else's way. Well, that all ends today. I'm going to teach you the etiquette rules of the lane and the pool so that you can hop in with confidence and start enjoying the water with the rest of us. This guide is written to help you start sharing a lane if you swim slowly and you're afraid you're going to get passed often, you're embarrassed about number one, which you shouldn't be, you think people will get annoyed if you swim in their lane, you don't know which side of the lane to swim on, you have no idea how to pass someone or be passed or when to push off, you're scared people will judge you for all of the above and that you're going to mess up somebody else's workout, or you simply want to learn good pool and lane etiquette before you hit the pool, which makes you a legend in my book. If you answered yes or identified with any of those, let's fix things up so that you can get wet. Let's get started. 1. Picking a lane and choosing your speed. Almost every pool will require you to share a swimming lane. Some pools will designate the slow, medium, and fast lanes. If that's the case, it's simple. Each lane will be demarcated with signs at the end of the lane. If this happens at your pool, simply pick the lane that is most appropriate to your swim speed and get in. If the lanes are not demarcated, you'll need to survey the pool for a minute. Take a look at the people who are already swimming and find a lane with people who look like they are moving at your speed. Spend a minute or two on deck observing. Who's doing long, slow swimming with no rest? Who's doing short, fast sprints with longer rest? Use your best judgment in picking the lane most appropriate to the speed and the set that you are about to do. Note, if you're going to be kicking or doing drills, move yourself over to the slower lane. When in doubt, start in the slower lane. Leave your ego in the locker room if you have to. Once you're in, if you're getting passed regularly, then as a courtesy to the other swimmers in that lane, you'll want to move down to a slower lane. Similarly, if you're consistently passing everyone in your lane, you'll want to move over to a faster lane. If you're swimming in the fastest lane and you're still consistently passing everyone, time your push-off so you have the least amount of conflict or passing to do on every length. Key takeaways. Use your best judgment in picking a lane most appropriate to the speed and the set that you're about to do. When in doubt, start in a slower lane. 2. How to join a busy lane. When joining a lane, it's always a good idea to make sure that the swimmers that are already swimming are aware you are there. To do this, you can wait until they stop at the wall for a rest and are able to acknowledge that you're joining the lane. But what happens if they don't stop to rest? That's when I like to sit on the side of the deck and just let my feet dangle in the water on one side of the lane while they turn. They'll usually see my feet and they'll know that I'm intending to join. Watch the lane for a minute, then take your time to jump into the water so it causes no obstruction to anyone who's already swimming. They shouldn't have to stop or slow down because you are joining the lane. Key takeaway number 2. Make sure the swimmers in your lane that you are joining are aware that you're getting in. Whether they stop or not, give them a heads up that the party in the lane is now plus one. 3. How to circle swim and figuring out the lane flow. Circle swimming is how we avoid collisions in the lane. To circle swim, you'll simply swim up one side of the lane and back down the other. Some pools post the direction for circle swimming, but many don't. If there are no directions posted at your pool, there are 2 things that you can do. First, if there are 3 or more people already circling in the swimming lane, note the direction that they are circling in before you jump in and follow their lead. If there is no one in the lane, or only one other swimmer and there are no directions posted, you have 2 options. A. Jump in and start swimming on the side of the lane that you would drive in the country that you live. So if you drive on the left-hand side of the road in your country, then you'll always keep your left side closest to that lane line. If you drive on the right-hand side of the road in your country, then you'll keep the lane line on your right-hand side. Alternatively, it is usually okay to split the lane. This means that you stick to one side while they stick to the other side. This works at most pools, provided that you are aware that if someone else wants to join the lane, you will need to circle swim. Note that some pools require you to circle swim at all times, regardless of the number of people in the lane. You will know if this is the case because the rules will be posted. Turning in a circle lane. To turn at the wall in a circling lane, you'll want to cut across to the opposite side of the lane just before you get to the approaching wall for your turn. This way, you don't risk pushing off in the wrong direction and getting in somebody else's way. So you're going to wait right till the last meter or 2 meters and then cut across to the other side as you grab onto the wall. Passing people in a circling lane. We always pass in the middle of the pool, swimming up and down the outside of your lane and move to the middle to pass when it is clear ahead. Always make sure you have enough time to pass the slower swimmer well before you get to the wall. Passing mid-pool requires a couple of skills and awareness of 1. How fast you are swimming, 2. How fast the swimmer you are overtaking is going, 3. If there are any other swimmers approaching in the opposite direction, and 4. How far away the wall is. If you don't feel comfortable passing mid-pool, wait for the person ahead of you to let you pass at the wall. See the next point. Letting people pass you in a circling lane. If you're getting past mid-pool, try to stay as close to the lane line as you comfortably can. You don't need to wreck your stroke or stop swimming. You have every right to be in the pool and in that lane. You don't need to ruin your swim just so that they can pass you. You just want to make it easy for them to pass you. No need to slow down or allow them to pass either. Do not speed up or try to race them though. The longer they spend overtaking you, the more dangerous the passing becomes. I've seen split lips and eyebrows, broken noses and dislocated fingers when passing accidents go wrong. If another swimmer is sitting uncomfortably close behind you or touching your feet as you move down the pool, allow them to pass you by stopping at the next wall. Stop just long enough for them to go ahead of you. You'll want to stop on the same side of the lane that you are swimming on. The swimmer behind you should cut across at the last minute to the other side before they turn, and then you can push off immediately behind them. Key takeaway 3. Above all else, be aware of what other people in your lane are doing. If you are in the correct lane, you have every right to be in the water sharing the space. Just keep in mind that you are indeed sharing the space. 4. Where to stand when you rest. If you're going to rest at the end of the lane between repeats, and there's nothing wrong at all with doing that, don't stand in the middle of the lane. Rest against the wall in the corner of the lane that you were swimming on when you ended that length. So if you're swimming down the right-hand side, stop, stand up, and rest on the right-hand side of the lane. If you're swimming down the left-hand side, on your last length, stop and stand up and rest on the left-hand side. This will allow the swimmers that are turning to cut across to the other side of the lane and push off the wall without hitting you or having their swim interrupted. If there is already someone resting against the wall on the side that you've just swum on, line up behind them, just along the lane line. So side note, in the blog post, I have a diagram that explains this quite clearly. So you're going to just line up in a single file line on the side of the lane that you ended up on. If the lane is following any sort of order or semblance, it should be a first one in, first one out situation. So that single file line should get shorter. You should get to the wall ultimately and then be able to push off again. Key takeaway 4, when you are resting, get out of the way. 5. How to time your push off. Once you're done resting on the wall, time your push off so that it causes the least amount of obstruction or conflict to other swimmers. Do not push off immediately before or after another swimmer. Drafting or tailgating isn't good manners unless you have an agreement with the swimmer you're drafting off or you're specifically working on the skill. 5. Other good things to know. Don't stop in the middle of the pool or stand up or hang on the lane line. Stop at the wall, unless it's an emergency, of course. Don't swim like you're at the start of a triathlon. Do not swim over people, under people, or through people. It's dangerous, it's rude, and it's embarrassing. Don't draft or tailgate, and don't touch people's feet more than is necessary to let them know your intention to pass. Key takeaway 5. If you're unsure, just ask. You could possibly make a friend simply by asking them if you can join their lane or how to do something in that lane. Next thing you know, you're working out with someone you like and you can push each other to even new heights. And finally, if you've read this far and taken in everything that I've told you, but you still feel like people will judge you, know this. You have every right to be in the pool and to swim up and down the lane as everybody else does. Myself and the majority of other competent swimmers and coaches have more respect for the newbie struggling to learn this beautiful sport than the competent swimmer half-assing their way through a main set. Key takeaway 6. Welcome to the sport. Now get in, conquer the lane with confidence, and let's get better. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Is there a way I can help you? If you're struggling to get comfortable swimming with other people, leave me a comment on the post that I've written below. I'd be happy to help you out. And that concludes How to Share a Swimming Lane, a guide to lane and pool etiquette. I hope you've enjoyed this and learned something. As I've mentioned already, if you have any questions at all, send me an email at rory@icanswimfast.com or leave a comment on this post below. If you would like to download a copy of this post as a PDF to keep it handy and refer back to it whenever you need, please go to www.icanswimfast.com/share-a-swimming-lane and scroll to the bottom of the page and click download now. Thank you very much for visiting my site. I appreciate you for putting your trust in me and for learning from me. I hope to see you again soon. Have a good one. Ciao.